Good morning, everyone. Let me start by saying a special hello to Ryan Pace's wife, Stephanie, and his daughter, Carden, who are here today in the front row. Welcome to the Bears family. Today's a day to smile and to look forward. When I think about building an organization for continued success, it all comes down to bringing in the right people. And I'm happy to say that we've found the right man to lead us in our football operations. We researched many candidates, and we brought four strong individuals to Hallis Hall for interviews, and Ryan Pace stood out to be the best. Let me articulate a few reasons why. He has the intelligence, the passion, the integrity, high character, and toughness to be a strong leader and to make an immediate and lasting impact. He has a clear vision and a plan to build a championship team. He was an integral part of a consistently winning organization in New Orleans, and he learned the value of hard work, enjoying his job, and the importance of being a team, so that every employee not only bought in to his vision, but knows that their contribution to success matters. Ryan is an excellent talent evaluator. He also knows not only the attributes of a successful head coach, but he also knows the importance of a strong general manager-head coach relationship, which is critical to success in the NFL. He also accepts the immense responsibility and the opportunity to find the right head coach for the Bears. Ryan is going to oversee the entire football operations. He's going to report directly to me, and the head coach will report directly to Ryan. There's a lot of work to be done here. The head coach search, as you know, is underway, and less than an hour after Ryan signed his contract yesterday, he was already leading the interview that we had with Todd Bowles. For future interviews, George McCaskey, Ernie Accorsi, and I will be involved. And with that, I want to say that it's an honor and a pleasure to introduce the sixth general manager in Chicago Bears history, Ryan Pace.
First off, guys, I'd really like to thank the McCaskey family, Ted Phillips, and Ernie Accorsi in giving me the opportunity to be the general manager of this historic franchise. I'd like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Tom Benson, Mickey Loomis, and Sean Payton for all the things they've done to get me to this point here today. Finally, my wife, Stephanie, my daughter, Carden, who are with us here today. Anyone who's worked in our industry knows there's a lot of long hours, there's a lot of time away from home, and I appreciate the sacrifices they've made throughout these years. I'm extremely excited for this opportunity. I embrace the challenge of being one of 32 general managers in the NFL. Our plan will start being put into place to get the Chicago Bears back to sustained success the city deserves. The first order of business is to hire the right head coach to lead us to championships. Right now, that's the most critical thing I'm doing. I'm not going to get into specific candidates today, but I can assure you I understand the importance of this decision. I've witnessed this firsthand in New Orleans in Sean Payton and how that was the spark that got the Saints headed in the right direction. Today is not a day to discuss individual players, but I want you to know that our roster will be thoroughly evaluated. That will be a critical first step in us making the right offseason plan and decisions. We'll be a team that looks at every single avenue in improving our roster. We'll be aggressive in our approach. But I understand the Bears, for the Bears to have sustained success, we must build through the draft. A recipe to winning Super Bowls is stringing successful drafts together again and again. We are not just collecting athletes. We are acquiring football players that fit the Chicago Bears. There will be a major emphasis on character, toughness, instincts, and intelligence. Guys, it's all about winning games, and that's what I'm here to do. Every decision we make goes back to what's best for this organization. It's as simple as that.
Thank you.